Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
The couple behind a much-loved family-run tattoo studio and wine bar in the heart of Youghal are gearing up for a very busy day of events tomorrow to raise much-needed funds for the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. They have a great programme of events. There's music, there's live music, there's food, there's beautiful wine, and there's also performances by there's a special performance by one guy called Steve Spade, who's a magician and escapologist, and Steve joins me this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Joe. How are you keeping? How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. Steve, we'll talk about what's going on in Youghal tomorrow, but tell me, first of all, you're a full-time professional musician, magician and escapologist. How did you get into that? How does one start in that game?
I get musician a lot as well. Like, that's a common mistake. I suppose it was a hobby that became a career over years. You know, I've been into magic since I was a child, and it became a career slowly but surely. I remember early on watching, like, you know, like Copperfield on TV and things like that with my dad, my family, and it was just something that I kind of felt like I could do. You know, if someone asked me, what do you want to be when you grow up, kind of thing, I used to say a magician as a kid, and I'm coming to live in the dream now, thank God.
Yeah. Were you still saying that when you were a teenager, or when you were kind of like coming towards, you know, finishing up school? Were you still telling people you wanted to be a magician?
You know, I was in college and I did radio broadcasting, actually, and I did multimedia and I did film production and I did a lot of stuff like that. So I was always a magician, though. It was something that I always kind of had as a hobby, but I actually realized that it started becoming more of a career when I got like a contract with RT on The Daily Show and stuff like that. And then it just started gathering momentum. And then I started kind of early 18, 19 kind of thing. I started really focusing on the escape side of things. And then I did my first underwater escape, and then kind of that gathered the momentum of like Ireland's Houdini and all that. And then, I suppose, each stunt got gradually more dangerous.
Yeah. With the stunts, I mean, they're very elaborate. That you also have to take, I'm sure, a lot of safety protocols. Is there a real element of danger to what you do?
Yeah, there is. I mean, escapology is a very dangerous, it is the most realist kind of form, I guess, of magic. You know, you have to really be able to pick locks. Have to really be able to, you know, do the breath controls and different things like that, and you also need to be, you know, physically fit for it and gear up for it, almost like if you were training for a fight, you have to gear up to a stunt. There is real danger there. I suppose early on in my career I didn't have all the safety precautions that I would have in place now, but now I'm lucky that I get to work with some, like, you know, movie stuntmen and things like that. Yeah. When we're doing something large scale, we get to work with like the best people, because it is your life really in their hands, and you have to really trust your team at that point.
Yeah, because you've worked with some major studios and streaming operations, haven't you?
Sorry, I missed that.
You've worked with some major studios on and some major streaming operations, haven't you?
I suppose just having the background in TV and film and production and stuff like that as well, I kind of try to fuse my magic with that. So I ended up consulting on Vikings, and then I actually ended up getting a tiny part in Vikings. But if you sneezed, you'd miss me. But I'm there, and I got to work on that a little bit and kind of figure out what kind of magic or what kind of like type of effects would be used in that kind of era, in the kind of Viking era. So that was exciting, and that was the kind of the start into that. And from there, then I did The Wonder, which Florence Pugh for Netflix. There was a scene where it was like a force feeding scene, if anyone's seen the movie, and me and the special effects team designed the effect because they wanted it to be practical. They didn't want it to be, you know, like CGI. A special effect in a sense of like, you know, digital. They wanted it to be a practical effect, which is kind of a homage almost back to like Houdini and all that, because a lot of people don't know, but Houdini was one of the front runners for special effects in Hollywood. You know, and it's nice to see directors, you know, Oscar winner directors like Sebastian from The Wonder wanting to use practical effects again and not just CGI.
Is there a place still for magic in this world? Because one of the things that I've noticed is a lot of stuff on YouTube, on social media in general, explaining how things are done. And for me, that must be depressing for somebody like you to see people drawing back the curtain, so to speak, and kind of giving away the secrets and taking the magic out of it. Do people still respond to what you do in the way they did before?
I think so, yeah, because I mean, there was the Masked Magician, I'm sure you remember that, yes, on TV years ago, exposing like Copperfield, and that's the TikTok kind of thing and all that now. I mean, you're being taught magic or shown magic by people who aren't magicians, you know, by any means. You know, they've just learned the trick, they can't do it correctly, so they're just going to expose it. So, no, I don't think it affects real performers. I think real performers will always push the envelope and do stuff that people have never seen before. Magic has always been in the crust of, like, you know, whatever's new, and if it's technology or whatever it might be. So I think magicians who really want to kind of wow their audience will always kind of push ahead of, you know, what's been exposed or whatever. But there is a whole kind of a genre of that now at the moment, just being exposed. But I've never really had anyone come up at a show or anything going, oh, I know how you did that because I saw it on TikTok. It's never happened.
Are kids still fascinated with magicians in the way they always were?
I think so, yeah. I think there's still an air of kind of, you know, mystery about the whole thing. And I mean, that's what you're trying to do, you know. That's, you know, you can have people kind of like respect it in different ways. You know, they can just appreciate it for what it is, or they can really believe in it, or whatever. But I think it's probably getting a little bit more harder, I guess, than it used to be, maybe. But I think still people like can appreciate when they see it. One of the compliments you get a lot is when people say, oh, I see it on TV, but I don't believe it when I see it on TV. But it happened like right here, or it changed in their hand, or it vanished right in front of them. I think, you know, if you can kind of bring it back to that, and bring back that connection again with people, I think it can be as powerful as it ever was.
Yeah, I love close-up magic, and when you see it happening, you know, right in front of you, it's a fascinating thing, because even if you have suspicions, you still, the skill involved is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of magicians, you know, we all try to kind of, you know, kind of mix. I mix a lot of different genres of magic in my magic, and I've kind of always kind of gravitated towards the kind of David Copperfield kind of pipe magician, where you're a magician and an illusionist, and it kind of all rolled into one. And obviously there's like party magicians, which is kind of a different thing, but it's a kind of a weird kind of separation in one way, but it's also quite a very international brotherhood of magicians. You know, everyone kind of teams together, so it's a nice kind of grouping to be in with everyone.
Yeah. And if people are in East Cork in Youghal tomorrow at M Tattoos, it's a very special day. It's a whole day of events at the M Tattoo and Wine Bar in Youghal for Matt. He's 51 years of age. He was recently diagnosed, I think, with early onset Alzheimer's. A lot of people are getting together to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association and to help out. And you're going to be part of that.
Yeah, I'm going to be there with Dave Peace. Dave Peace is a Cork magician. He's a corporate magician and mind reader down in Cork. So I've rallied the troops, and I've tried to get as many people for Matt to be down there on the day, and we're going to have a great day. So yeah, absolutely, pop in if you like music or tattoos or tea or magic or mind reading. Pop in.
Okay, Steve, that's great. That's in Youghal tomorrow, right in the heart of it all. You won't miss it. Loads of music, loads of magic, lots going on. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Steve.
Thanks, Joe. All the best.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.